The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench for every Saturday morning at 8:39 live on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning. We're not looking at blue skies this morning, but I think that's
sunshine, but that's a kind of blue sky.
I'll take it, though. It's a little bit cooler. And last night,
cooler temps.
Yeah, last night felt good with the wind blowing and breeze come through there. And
it was a brain today, I think.
Yeah, I think after two or three o'clock, something like that.
I talked about it every Saturday, so.
I went to bed last night and had some stuff in my truck I needed to get out, and they said it was supposed to rain about 7 o'clock. I said, you know what? I'm just going to leave it in there.
Maybe
it didn't rain. It just disappeared, and they didn't call for it. They called for it, but that happens, man.
Yep.
It is. That was a quick week. I feel like I was just here.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we're already September 12th. We're like a third of the way through September. Times are just rolling along.
I guess you're right. It is third the way.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to say I hope everybody had a good November 11th. And September 11th.
November
11th is your anniversary.
That's right.
Veterans Day.
We got
another holiday. That's good, too. But
it should be.
Yeah, it's also a day to remember.
A day to remember, too, yes. So I hope everybody remembered. And I ended up running my Lady Trojan golf tournament, which I'm not the coach, but I filled in because the new coach was out of town. And we had 18 teams in Lancaster we always do it in remembrance around the September 11th. So we had a good time. And those kids, you know, they're only 12 to 17 years old. They weren't around when that happened. So it's actually a place in history for them to talk to somebody about.
It's still hard for me to wrap around it. It's been 25 years.
I know. It's just crazy. Saw a lot of tributes. I saw Wake Forest had a bunch of people in the stadium climbing the 2,000 steps. That was good. And everybody did their little honors. I think it was a good thing.
Yeah, we had a little tribute at work as well. We got together, talked a little bit about the day, and all prayed outside and over at Williams and Fudge at the Cotton Factory. And it was... it's just one of those surreal days.
It is.
That you'll never forget. And never forget
where you were when it happened. And
yeah.
And
how does it work where I usually was?
Shocker. Can't believe that you were at work.
Did y'all have a TV at Rolling Hills? Did y'all have one in the office? No. Just you, Tommy, and a cat.
Radio. Yep.
You had a radio. All right. Even better.
Had it on WRHI.
Yeah.
Jerry said Kevin Sutton's dad came out the door, walked around the corner. I was coming up to the hill and told me about it.
Oh, wow.
I remember exactly what I was doing. I was walking up the hill.
Yeah.
And it was a big deal then.
Yeah.
Now, later it got to be a big deal.
Well, like Teresa was saying this morning, that today, the 12th, was really a day that... people really ran to America, I guess, and just wanted to lift up America.
Yeah.
And brought out the pride and all the work to get back. But
it was
a dark day, I'm going to tell you.
It was really scary for me that May. Before September 11th, I had just graduated from the Citadel. I was 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, roughly about 60% of my classmates had gone into the service as taking a commission as an officer. And I said, "Wow, what, what is going to befall
what's going to happen. Yeah.
And a couple of them did lose their lives eventually in the conflict. And proud to say some of them are still in 25 years later and serving our country and super proud of them. But that I'll never forget the fear I had for my classmates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something else. Me and Teresa were in Cozumel, Mexico, just pulled in on a cruise boat. And I was in the shower and she was sitting there watching TV and it happened like. So we had
she came and drug you out of the shower. Okay, I got you.
We had actually dyed our hair blonde just to go on this cruise, and so we're sitting there out of the country with our licenses, not looking anything like ourselves. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh man, well, how are we gonna get back in?
That would have been very concerning.
Yeah.
You're out of the country. You're in disguise.
I wouldn't let you back in either way. Yeah. So
I remember all the.
Oh, come on.
In Florida, we came back to Tampa. All the rental cars were gone. We'd somewhat met this couple from Raleigh on the trip. They didn't have a car. We had our car down there. So they actually rode with us all the way back to Charlotte to get a rental car.
Wow.
Which seemed like a good idea when we were talking about it. About 30 minutes into the trip, we're like, I don't really know anything about each other. Like,
yeah, these
the conversation kind of died down and just drove the other 8 hours. But everybody, a lot of people had to help each other. So that was one way we helped somebody. That was a good segment. Didn't talk much about the weather. We'll come back. Talk about how dry it is. Be right back.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Vinny Etter of AirTech. Our business is growing, and if you have experience or prior training as a heating and air technician, we need you. Pay is based on experience, and you have the opportunity to advance.
Willing to learn? AirTech will teach you. Call 327-7100 and receive the area's best starting base pay.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories. Play our songs again. When I got to the garden.
Okay, we're having a garden party.
Yeah.
Every Saturday.
We can have an outdoor garden party, I guess, all the time because it's not done rain.
It's been kind of dry.
Yeah. If you're going to have an outdoor party, go ahead and have it in September. Now, I'm planning one October the 3rd. Yeah. On my house, so.
It'll rain every day for a week then.
I hope not that day.
Yeah, I know, man.
Go ahead.
You want to announce it?
Yeah, Dave and Teresa have been gracious enough to schedule kind of a campaign get together. Yeah. I'm running for Rock Hill School Board at large. Mm-hmm. If you live in Catawba or Leslie or the 29732, 29730, everybody can cast a vote for me.
A lot of area.
Yeah. Trying to make a difference in our schools, get some positive influences in there in front of our children. And set some good common sense policy and rebuild this trust between our community and school board.
You got your work cut out for common sense policy.
Well, does that mean I don't have common sense? Or?
The jury's still out.
All right. Not Matt. But,
if you smell an electrical fire, that's me trying to conjure up that common sense.
We'll give more details as we get closer, but October the 3rd.
Yes. Thank you so much.
I'll give my address out here, and it'll be fun, and we'll have a good time and have a band making their debut.
Yes.
My next door neighbor plays in a band, and several people from Rock Hill people know they're going to do their debut on the putting green. How about that?
The putting green at the Rector's.
If you haven't played on the putting green, you really haven't done much.
I haven't played on them.
You've been over there.
I putted
on. Have you putted on it?
I have one time.
Well, I'll make sure it's blown off and rolls good.
Well, I'll stand up so good on putting green. So.
Yeah. Let's talk about this weather. So we're still not getting rain, and I know it's time for everyone to aerate and seed. And if you have irrigation, I would say you could go ahead and start. That will help you see and get started. But we badly need rain.
Irrigation is a whole lot easier if it's wet.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have irrigation, I don't know what the point of renting an aerator is going to do you, because it's not really going to go in the ground.
It bounces.
We had both our aerators. We do rent aerators at the store, so two of them. We had them all redone and serviced and put new tines on one. I was looking at that thing going, oh, man, that's going to beat somebody to death running across the ground. Some big old tines aren't going in there, but hopefully we'll get some rain. But if you do have irrigation, go ahead and start watering and get it ready if you do have somebody coming to aerate.
I'm trying to think if we're that dry. We ain't had any rain, but I don't think we're that dry.
Well, the problem is we're dry going into this month already, and then that's we've been dry in January. I mean, the whole thing has been dry, and the last 10 Septembers, 8 to 10 Septembers, have just like this right here. Been a little bit warmer, no rain.
It's your fault.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, once you got the business, that did it.
I thought it was out of irrigation you were running at Rolling Hills, but you don't do that anymore. So it must be back to the cooling tower doing it.
I don't know what to do down with.
If you were still open, that lake behind there would be, that'd be pumped down pretty low, wouldn't it?
No, because
it held its own usually.
It's spring fed, and it'll go down if you drive run it. But we have a 5 horsepower pump out of it.
Yeah,
but
did all right though.
It held its own.
Are you lucky? Because a lot of people's lakes are way down.
I was spring fed. There's 14 springs in that little
pond. Really? Pond. Oh, man.
In fact, when Jimmy Matthews put the quarry in the dam, he had to pump it out because of some water running in it. But
that's cool.
It's bigger problem, too many fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's fishing anymore. Years ago, I turned around somebody.
Oh, over there now?
They just kept trashing it so bad. I got tired of cleaning up the mess.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, that's a good thing. Y'all used to do that thing at your church where you had kids come out and fish. I thought that was really good program you did.
Fishing club.
Yeah, the fishing club. That's really cool.
Last 2 months, I've had one person show up each time, and we used to have 80 to 100.
Oh, wow.
They gave away... the thing that in Columbia, to get it and they buy cheap rods and reels, $5 a piece, and you give everybody a rod and reel.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised some of the big fish they caught with the little rods and reels.
Yeah.
Some of the fish were bigger than the people that caught them.
So what's happening with plants when we get this dry in the fall? I mean, they're already turning. I see leaves falling, you know.
That happens.
That happens anyway this time of year, but it could be more accelerated because of everything being dry.
I've noticed a lot of the trees are really turning, especially on our road.
Yeah.
You know, with the field across the street from the house, you know, you can tell that the leaves are turning. And I guess it's because of no rain.
Yeah,
one of the biggest reasons, I didn't realize this, but our horticulturists at our company told me years ago. He said the real reason leaves change is because of lack of sunlight.
Really?
We're starting to get shorter days, and the leaves start doing their thing. You know, it's just like the hummingbirds and all the birds that fly south. They really don't. It's a certain time they do it. Sometimes they might hang out a little bit longer because it's warmer, but they all got their old the trends that they do. So
that's true.
Yeah, I think the smaller trees definitely probably are hurting because of the drought. The bigger ones, I guess, they get their water and everything's fine with it.
We had to get a little bit of rain for a while. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't. We were real dry.
Yeah.
And then it kept raining every week, and I kept saying it wasn't getting on it, but I had to.
Now, last Sunday night, my parents came over for dinner, and after we ate, we went out on the screen then porch. We're like, let's go out here and listen to it rain. And it just started like something, and it was just like gone. It's so cool to be out there here, the rain hitting the trees and all the.
I've been
so
on
relaxing,
the screen then porch before.
Yeah. It's so relaxing. Just to hear that sound.
I like to sit on.
Give us that sound, please.
I like to sit on the front porch.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench. Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Let us improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and UV products that kill viruses and help your family breathe better, healthier air.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Wow, boy. Give me chill. Look at the hair on my arm.
Yeah, buddy. Night
Mr.
Ranger.
Rector on their guitar gave us all the thrill.
Man, Teresa saw them 2 weeks ago in Charleston. It was good.
Yeah, I meant to play that for you guys.
Yeah, I should have done it, man.
Night Ranger.
Makes me want to go back. One of my buddies, I told him we went, he goes, what did he do, play Sister Christian twice? I'm like, man, they got more songs than that, but that's a really good one.
Some people just remember one song.
Yeah, I know.
It's a good one.
They're
one
not
of the most...
a one-hit wonder band, for
I
sure.
I don't remember one song for Charlie's Edge's band.
Oh, come on,
which
man.
One, but I don't remember one.
But, you got to turn in your Southern card.
Yeah, come on, dog.
He should have turned that in a long time ago.
Me?
Yes.
You.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Southern
in this corner, Steve Grump.
Marital bliss.
All right, so Carolina Fresh is open today, 8 to 2 o'clock. Come on out.
And, miracles never cease.
Yeah, we do have seed and fertilizer. You can go ahead and get it, and so it'll be ready for you. Your warm season grasses are starting to get weak and kind of just sit there. You know, they're actually drying up. The front of my Bermuda I have in front of my store, it was all brown. We got that rain. It greened all back up beautiful. And now it's like it starts from the back, goes toward the road, I guess, because the trees and topsoil is not as good. And it's turning brown again. So it's Need some rain, but you need your pre-emergent on your warm season grasses. Don't forget. Don't think that it's just over because the grass is turning white and starting to
on sod also?
Slow down. So what's that?
On sod also?
Your sod, you can still do warm season sod. People think it's too late, but really you can go to Halloween, sometimes even Thanksgiving. Landscapers lay it year-round, but still got plenty of time. If you still want to do your yard this year, go ahead and get it prepped. Get somebody out there, get it prepped, and get it in. Get it in and
get it growing.
Yeah. Yes.
And prep is the yeah. big thing.
Woo! Yeah, the prep in. Prep's everything. So what does that mean when you say prep? What people are like, what do you got to do?
Prepare the ground.
Yeah, prepare the ground. Get rid of what's there. You want till it up.
You want it total up.
Yeah. You want it exactly definitely want it
level,
flat and level.
You're on a fairly level. Yeah,
we don't have very good soil here. If you're not from this area of the country, you realize that basically you're living on a brick.
We got fine soil. The problem is
it will grow things, though.
They've just moved it around where you don't have any native soil left. Yeah.
So anything you can add to your yard, organic compost or just anything you can add, is going to help toward the future of your yard. But it is a time to get it flat and level, and you don't have to come back later. A sod roller does not smooth everything out. It just compacts the sod down to the dirt. It doesn't make things flat. You have to do that before you put the sod on the ground. So unless you're going to go to Jimmy Matthews over there and get you one of them rotograders, roller things.
Oh, he's got big ones.
That might vibrate your house, might cause other problems if you do
we
that.
We used one down the machine.
Yeah.
And it was a hole.
Yeah. We used that thing in our parking lot to expand there a little bit, and you could feel it in the building, thing vibrating.
It so, dug down wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, go ahead and make sure your soil it will drain, obviously. You don't want to. A hill going back to your house that hold water, so you always want to have the water running off.
Well, over the years, one thing you found that a lot of your drainage problems were lack of preparation.
Oh, yeah.
And York County had a ton of drainage problems.
Oh, yeah.
We could have made a living just fixing those for 40 years.
Well, the way they build these houses, they build them so close together, and they don't get the water going to the road.
they can't make up their mind what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the beginning days, you couldn't disrupt the flow of water, period.
Yeah.
If it flowed east to west, it'd let it flow east to west.
Yeah.
Move the houses around it. And then all of a sudden you had to let it flow to the road.
Yeah.
But it's hard to get it to flow uphill sometimes.
It is, yeah. That's one thing I've found in my experience of grading, and I haven't seen water flow uphill, really.
I've seen it's supposed to flow
if you see water, water going uphill, we got bigger problems than that then. So.
Yeah.
That's true.
But, I wouldn't mind seeing it one weekend. It just rained the whole weekend. My dad said the weather forecast, it looks like it's going to rain tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yep, it's called for this morning. They're going, yeah, right.
I'll take one of the days would be great. So.
Yeah, I think the rain, I was just looking over here at the radar and some weather predictions. I think it's going to hold off till this evening.
Yeah.
So that's
As long as it don't rain Monday. I got to take him to Charlotte Monday.
Yeah,
I don't like driving in Charlotte anyway.
I agree with that. Rain's not fun.
Y'all going to a concert?
No.
Night Ranger.
Yeah, y'all going to see Night Ranger?
They wish they were, probably.
Going to the doctor.
Back to the doctor.
Doctor.
Don't ever.
That's a popular thing with older people.
Yeah.
Going to the doctor.
They don't tell you that when you get ready to retire, that all your trips will be.
I guess that's why I'm trying not to go as much as I can right now.
Everything's based around doctorate.
It's going to be in my future anyway, so just wait on it.
Well, you go to the doctor Monday, and when we go back for surgery?
I don't know, sometime in October.
And it changes.
Oh, is this a song you remember?
No.
We'll be right back to the last segment.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man,
sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather call, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures. And perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day is a lovely day.
It is.
Doggone right.
Some are just more lovely than others.
I would have loved to have seen that guy, Bill Withers. I missed him. That it would have been a good concert. Sings Lovely Day and lots of other things.
Oh, he's got some bangers.
And he didn't start until later in life, really. Mm-hmm. So it's good ones.
Didn't he sing Lean On Me?
Yep, Lean On Me.
Ain't No Sunshine
Use Me
When She's Gone.
Use Me. Yeah, I love that song.
Use Me. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
She does.
I'll say congratulations to my granddaughter Madeline. Started her volleyball career last night over at Westminster Church in the Roar League, and they won two out of three. They won the first two.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
It was kind of a fun thing. It was girls 10 to 11 years old, and it was a lot of serving and the ball hitting the floor. but I kind of thought that would be, but it's going to be fun since I was there the first week to see what happens as the season goes on, because I think they'll get a lot better. So
they do.
They do.
And it was a very, very good thing. They actually had prayer before, did a moment of silence in there too. It was nice. So.
Now, she's the one that did the stand-up comedian stuff, the stand-up comedy
stuff,
right?
I guess she did. Yeah, her and her little sister.
Out on the putting green.
That's right. They've been on there too, so. Good family. Went from Lillian's playing golf in college. Now I guess these other two girls are like, I don't want to play golf. So they got to find their own way. Like Amelia's doing some gymnastics, which is good.
Cool.
Keep you flexible and strong.
Gymnastics.
You did that, didn't you, Steve?
No.
At Western Carolina?
No.
Men's gymnastics. The floor exercise.
I saw too many people get hurt real bad.
Oh, man. I've never been flexible or have balance. And
it amazes me.
That's the only thing that deterred you, huh?
Yeah.
The injury. Okay.
What an outfit.
No.
Oh, well. So, like I said, Carolina Fresh is open now. If you came by the store yesterday.
No, I think I do with gymnastics.
Because we bounce around in there and help people best we can. So yesterday I had to go to the Greenville store and work. If you came by, I wasn't there. I was helping the managers getting hip surgery over there. So I drove over early in the morning and worked over there yesterday. And
you had to work with strangers?
Oh, I know some of them.
And they didn't shoot you?
No, they listened. Hey, well, we work together.
Oh.
Somebody comes in, you get them what they want, get them out of there, and move on to the next one. But
you never did that to me.
Well,
when did all
I used to
change,
have to come to you. I had to come in, we had to sit down, I had to talk.
I didn't go that much. Tommy went more than I did.
Tommy did what?
He went to see you more than I did.
Oh, I'm talking about when I came to your place. You about to say you, Tommy didn't talk more than you. I know that. I would bet that.
He's being insulting again.
No, I like talking to you. I like coming
after
over.
After all these years.
All these, every landscaper out there again. Listening, they all used to enjoy coming to talk to you.
He used to have some interesting conversations.
Yeah. Sometimes and the cat wasn't in the chair, I could sit in the chair.
That wasn't very often.
Yeah, they have a... Yeah, he's always there. But they have an older cat over in Greenville's store yesterday that we got to hang out with yesterday.
And they're good to have around.
We had a red one that was...
They're smart.
Well, we called it Baby, but it's about 30 pounds.
Baby.
You said big baby. Chair, he got angry.
You had a red cat?
orange.
Oh, orange.
Okay. Kinda.
He finally died of cancer.
Yeah. Oh.
But anyway, so he's standing at that point. We have 30 seconds left.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
we're exactly right here at the end. So I hope everybody has a good week coming up this week. I hope we do get some rain. Please do.
And if you want to water your lawn, you can go ahead and
do it.
Aerate, never see. And we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, and by Wild Birds Unlimited. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.